Our scripture reading this morning comes from the Gospel of Luke. I'll be reading from the 12th chapter of Luke, verses 49 through 56. This is Jesus speaking to his disciples. I came to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. I have a baptism with which to be baptized, and what stress I am under until it is completed. Do you think that I have come to bring peace on earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, five in one household will be divided, three against two and two against three. They will be divided. Father against son and son against father, mother against daughter and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law and daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And he also said to the crowds, when you see a cloud rising in the west, you immediately say it is going to rain. And so it happens. And when you see the south wind blowing, you say there will be scorching heat. And it happens. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of earth and sky, but why do you not know how to interpret the present time? For the word in creation, for the word in scripture, and for the word within us, thanks be to God. The portion of scripture that we heard a moment ago is perhaps one of the most difficult there is for us to hear. It's difficult because Jesus seems to be out of character. This meek, mild, loving, forgiving, compassionate Jesus says, do you think that I have come to bring peace on earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. What in the world is going on here? Well, when I run into passages like this, I always try to put them into some kind of context, which is a good practice for any scripture that we read, is we try to put it in a historical context, we try to put it in a cultural context, and we try to put it in a canonical context. So, the first thing I want us to do this morning is for us to be reminded of the time and the place when Jesus lived. Jesus' entire life is lived under and within the occupation of the Roman Empire. Now, I say occupation, but that may not even be the correct word for it. Because see, by the time Jesus lives, the Romans have already been in control of the Eastern Mediterranean region for at least one generation. The capitulation of Hebrew rulers and the assimilation of Roman culture by the people is already a reality for them. I mean, actually, this entire area has been under Hellenistic Greek influence for several hundred years since the conquest of Alexander the Great. So you see, this area is already heavily influenced by Hellenistic, Greek, and now Roman culture. But like most times in most places, most of the common people simply want what most people have sought throughout human history. They want food. They want shelter. They want safety. They want community. And they want the means to provide these things for themselves, for their families, and for their wider community. Hebrew religious life, centered in the Temple of Jerusalem, has long been compromised as the religious leaders have tried to please whoever was in town at the time. Local economies, such as fishing, were highly controlled by the Romans through quotas, tariffs, and taxes. The reason there are so many different fishing stories in the Bible and so many of Jesus' disciples were fishermen is because that's one area of social and economic unrest. And oftentimes, the heavy influence and control of the empire was too much for the people. And pockets of resistance and rebellion arose. And such resistance was dealt by the empire swiftly, harshly, and often violently. The central act of our faith is a prime example in Jesus' crucifixion. This is the world in which Jesus comes from. This world of tension and conflict. And it is much the same world as previous times in Hebrew history under different imperial powers. As we look at the biblical record, these are the times of the biblical prophets. Biblical prophets whom Jesus echoes. The writer of Luke portrays Jesus in this reading we heard this morning as actually quoting the prophet Micah. See, many of us don't realize that a lot of times the things that Jesus says are things that he has already been taught. Let me read a passage from the prophet Micah. It comes from the 7th chapter of Micah, beginning at verse 5, if you want to find it. And it says, "Put no trust in a friend. Have no confidence in a loved one. Guard the doors of your mouth from her who lies in your embrace. For the son treats the father with contempt. The daughter rises up against the mother. The daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Your enemies are members of your own household." This same tension is nothing new. It is a prophetic word that Jesus has heard from the time of Micah, and he looks at his own time and he sees it, and so he uses the same words. And I would add that the Micah section ends with, "But as for me, I will look to the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me." Prophetic times are those times when imperial power is questioned and challenged. And these times always, always produce divisions in culture, and people with differing perspectives take sides, making those divisions even more stark. Now we can look around the world today and see some similarities to those times. If you want to allude back to our reading, we can look to the west and see the clouds coming. We can look to the south and see the hot air coming. We look around our times and we see similarities in the world today. Imperial powers across the globe, in the east and west and Middle East, are being challenged and questioned. Lines are being drawn, sides are being taken, and there seems to be very little middle ground. Does this sound familiar? Perhaps this is so because the middle is the most difficult place to be. The middle is the tension where you are pulled in both directions. The middle is the place where differences must be accepted, worked out, and reformed into a new way. The middle calls for listening, understanding, mercy, kindness, compassion, humility, forgiveness, and love. This is the middle. Those on the extremes call the middle a place of weakness, where compromise is a dirty word. The extremists say those in the middle are wishy-washy relativist. The extremists are concerned with their own vested interest, while the middle is a place that seeks common good. And this is where Jesus calls us. Jesus calls us into this place of tension. When we follow the way of Jesus, we find ourselves pulled in various directions. We find ourselves in tension with others and often those closest to us. Because you know what? Extremism of any kind is easy. You don't have to think about it. You just follow the crowd. The middle is difficult. Extreme positions and beliefs do not like the way of Jesus. They don't have any time for humility or mercy or compassion or forgiveness. And perhaps this is what Jesus is telling us when he says, "Do you think I've come to bring peace on the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division." Jesus does draw a line in the sand. He draws a line in the sand, but it's not the kind of line we are used to. Jesus draws a circle with him at the center and the circumference everywhere. It is a place of tension. It is a place where new ways are formed. It is that place in the center of the earth that is violent with heat and flowing lava. It is a place of intense tension where things are being reformed and forged and created. And it eventually becomes mountain ranges and beaches. And it feeds the oceans and the earth. This is the creative tension of the gospel, drawing us into those places where we are forging a new way. Amen. Like a child at home. Sometimes home is not the safest place in the world. Sometimes home is that place where we experience the greatest tensions in our lives. Sometimes home is that place where when we change, it changes relationships. Home is the place where we belong. Home, and our home is in Jesus. Our home is this planet Earth. You know, the poet Robert Frost has this wonderful poem, The Death of a Hired Man. And there's this one line in it that says, home is the place where when you have to go there, they have to take you in. Isn't that beautiful? That's what home is. Well, I'm going to call an Omaha here. And it is. I had planned to sing a song for you here. And the band left. And I'd sent Cheryl the music, and she didn't get the email. So the Omaha is I'm going to sing it a cappella. And it's a song that it's familiar to you, but I want you to listen to it a little differently. I want you to listen to this song as if this is Jesus singing to us. See if I can get a good pitch here to start on. Hold on to me as we go, as we walk down this unfamiliar road. And although this wave is stringing us along, just know you're not alone. Cause I'm gonna make this place your home. Settle down, it'll all be clear. Don't pay no mind to those demons, they fill you with fear. The trouble, it might drag you down. You can get lost, but you'll always be found. Just know you're not alone. Cause I'm gonna make this place your home. My friends, home is in Christ. And that is at the center, that is in the middle. And sometimes it does feel like demons fill us with fear. Sometimes the troubles do get us down. But that's where we're supposed to be. And the grace of God carries us to new places. Amen.